36 James Street South in Hamilton.
Feel overwhelmed when you read research papers? Think research is being conducted in labs far, far away? Well, tune into the Almanac Thursdays from 12 to 12:30 p.m. where we interview McMaster graduate students about their research. You'll learn about important research that's happening right on campus. Learn about what the guests did before research, how they got involved in academia, and what kind of impact their research can have on you. The Almanac is covering it all from Thursday 12 to 12:30 p.m. on 93.3 CFMU, redefining radio in your community.
Hello, good afternoon. It's now 12 o'clock, well, 12:01, and you're listening to the Almanac. And today we've got a special edition of the Almanac where we have me, Sean, and we also have Adam.
Hi.
And Matt.
Yay, I'm Matt.
And you're back.
I'm back. Yeah.
No, it's good to be back, Sean. I don't know what you guys had mentioned. I haven't really been keeping up to date, but unfortunately, over the month of November, I had a loss in the family. We had my grandfather go into the hospital in October and pass away in November, basically a month apart exactly to the day. So it is, what day is it today? Is today the 19th?
Yep.
So an exact month from when he passed, I'm now back, and I feel really, really good. Like, I think we've taken the time to process all that. Mm-hmm. So
we're super happy to have you back.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you look good in that chair. You fit right. Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah. Is this a new chair, by the way?
Could be.
Okay, because yeah, it's potentially super comfy. I'm not on one of the stools that we normally are. That we normally have. I'm on like an actual comfy chair.
Yeah. Well, it's great to be back with all three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. It's been a busy semester for all of us.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear what you guys have been up to, because I've been up to not much.
Fair. Well, you are like taking a break right now.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to be, so there's several degrees of back apparently for me. Wow, goodness. So I'll be back engaging in my PhD and finishing up. I have a year and a half left after my mat leave is what I've been calling it.
Took a minute.
Yeah, there it is. Mat leave. Okay. I've been on mat leave for about a year now, and I'll be back finishing up, taking just a little bit of a mental health break, which mm-hmm. I think everyone should be thinking about. If you're feeling stressed, always know that that's an option. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'll be back in January. So I'm excited for that. And now I just miss Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot. Like,
it's a good place.
It's a fantastic place. And there's a culture here, not just with you guys. Obviously, this is great. But there's a culture here that you miss out on, and you don't really realize when you're in the real world doing mm-hmm. real stuff, that you're like, oh, I miss my friends. What are they doing? Oh, they're all back at, you know, doing their research, their jobs and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. What have you been up to, Adam, this semester?
Well, I did a bunch of union stuff. So in my last year, I've been kind of trying to do things that I didn't have a chance to do that I thought might be kind of interesting. So I tried some union stuff, and then we almost went on strike. And so that was kind of like a crazy time to join in.
Were you on the bargaining team?
Not the bargaining team, but the strike committee. So I was also helping them with a podcast that was sort of weekly.
CubaCast.
Yeah, so that's done. and yeah, I'm happy it's done, because, you know, going on strike was going
to
suck.
Yeah, how close? I don't know how close we were actually to striking. Were you like making signs and stuff like that? And then you're like, guess what, everybody? We don't have to do this. And you're like, yay.
Yeah, so we had rented out an off-campus basically union office mm-hmm. that we're going to strike from. We had everything in place to do it.
Wow.
Basically, we were 48 hours away from doing it. We were going to do it on the Monday. Yeah. But then talks actually started to ramp up again, and it was a very last-minute call to mm-hmm. call it off.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was pretty tight. It wasn't going to be great for anybody involved, really.
Certainly not, but it at least shows the establishment and the employer that, you know, the union is serious, that, mm-hmm. you know, they are fighting for, you know, our rights in a sense, and cost of living increases, mm-hmm. and everything. So
yeah.
They have our back as members of their union, and we mm-hmm. would have been upsetting, obviously, to have yeah. gone through with it.
It was really interesting to see the process, but I'm glad that it's over.
Yeah.
I've also been I've been volunteering for medical studies just for fun.
Ooh, oh right, I saw your tweets about the VO2 max.
Okay. Yeah,
can you tell us about that actually?
That explains the extra ear you have on your neck and the eyeball growing from your finger.
How do you like them?
Does it work? Is it vestigial?
It works.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So the VO2 max one was cool.
Yeah.
So it was a 3-session test. So it was a maximal cardio effort mm-hmm. test. So the way that works is you can do it any sort of cardio thing, but they usually put you on a bike so you don't like fall off a treadmill or something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you sit on the bike, they plug your nose, and they put a mask over your face so you can only breathe in and out through their tube. And the tube measures the oxygen that you suck in and the CO2 that you blow out.
That's cool.
Yeah, so they know exactly what's going in and what's going out.
Yeah.
And what they want to measure is the amount of oxygen your body absorbs per kilogram per minute
mm-hmm.
at your maximum aerobic capacity.
Okay.
So you start biking at a reasonable amount of wattage or power or whatever. Mm-hmm. And every 30 seconds, I think, for this protocol, they ramped it up by a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they ramped it up and ramped it up until you weren't able to pedal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's...
Do they also measure your heart rate?
They track that, but it didn't get factored into it. Mostly just to see if you reached like a maximal...
Right.
Aerobic type thing.
Mm-hmm. Holy moly.
I'd done one before when I was really into triathlons for another study at Western, and I had a really high one at that point. Mine dropped considerably.
I just like, you know, when I was into triathlons,
that was so casual.
As if that's a normal thing. Like
everyone has their triathlon phase.
What do you dabble in? Oh, I dabble in jazz. What do you dabble in? Triathlons. Like, holy moly.
And then the second session was a little less interesting. I just blew into a lung volume measurement thing and mm-hmm. walked as far as I could in 6 minutes. Not run, walked.
Like so speed walk?
Speed walked, yeah. Oh. Measured out 10 meters and I'd go back and forth for 6 minutes.
Like Bryan Cranston as Hal on Malcolm in the Middle, where did they put you in like a windbreaking suit and you had to like...
I brought my own.
Oh, good. you came to play.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And then the third one was yesterday, I think. It was Wednesday, yeah. And they took a chunk of my thigh out, did a muscle biopsy. Which I've always wanted to experience.
I've had a biopsy done. I've had two, actually. I hope you got generously compensated for having a bit of you removed.
I had to pay them, actually.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
It was reasonable.
Okay, you got me there. You got me there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are they still recruiting?
They might be. Hmm. They might be.
Is it on campus?
It is.
Ken?
I believe so. It was in the medical building.
Yeah.
I can forward the info. I've been finding these through this app called rSearch and talked about it on, I think, last week's episode.
Mm.
You sign up for it, and then any sort of medical study at, like, Western, Waterloo, McMaster mm-hmm. that's looking for people, they post it, and they tell you the compensation, what you have to do, and you can just, like, hit apply.
That's great.
There's a joke in there about, you know, compensation and a pound of flesh and your biopsy. I'm just giving you the Lego pieces for that joke. Listeners, you can build that one yourself.
In the new year, we'll have one.
I don't want to get too morbid, but, like, I'm still reeling from that. Do you have, like, from your leg?
Yeah, so, I mean, if I removed my pants, you would see the stitch area.
By all means.
I mean, there's no camera, so the viewers are going to miss out, so we'll skip that. But
okay.
But it's going to regenerate or whatever. So
yeah, it's
going
to patch over and everything.
It's not, like, that huge of a... Like, how big is a core, do you know?
It was, like... half the size of your pinky fingernail,
more
or less.
Yeah. It's not like they're taking a toonie out of you or something.
A toonie. that's reasonable, I think.
Yeah. The doctor, he took two cores because the first one wasn't so great. So he just popped it in his mouth.
Oh, I was going to say.
Take the next one.
Amateur. Oh. Like, the last thing you want is to have any type of medical procedures, biopsies included, and just hear the doctor go, oops.
Yeah.
Yeah. They gave a couple options. They're like, okay, we're going to take some stuff from you. You have three options for what we do with it when you're done. First option, destroy everything and the records.
Mm-hmm.
Option two, keep the samples, destroy your records so that people can, you know, practice on it. Mm-hmm. Option three, and I was like, I get to keep it? They're like, no, we would keep it and use it for further studies.
What I wanted, a little pal. I wanted to see if I could clone myself. I wanted...
Yeah, if I see a clone of myself, I'll be pissed.
Yeah, exactly. Just another Adam walking around and just be like, double.
So, yeah... So to summarize, hopefully my supervisor isn't really listening. I've been doing research, but I've also been very active outside of research.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, Sean.
Anxiety. So this semester was quite busy. Ooh, where do I begin? So there was research obviously happening. I don't think I've ever said this on the show, but I'm the president of our grad student association, so it's been...
No big deal.
Yeah.
as you do.
Yeah. It's been quite busy this semester. I don't know if you've heard, but about the divisional court ruling and the student choice initiative.
No?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, the initial bit was not awesome.
You're going to have to catch me up on this a little bit.
All right. So the student choice initiative was put forward by the provincial government. Mm-hmm. Allowing students to opt in and opt out of certain student-related fees.
Okay.
Then a student-led group put it into divisional court, essentially, and it was ruled as unlawful, essentially. So it was just a lot of work for student governments to come up with the fee structure and to communicate to students, because in all of our time of existing, we never had like this opt-in and opt-out kind of system. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of work over the last year, I would say, or year and a half-ish or so, of us trying to put this into a framework for students and for us to deem which fees are essential versus non-essential, running the campaign, having students vote, all of that. And then in November, the announcement was made in the divisional court that it wasn't right, essentially. But yeah, that is where we are. So it was a busy semester dealing with the student choice initiative. And then now that it's after this ruling, we know how to deal with the going forward. Like, what are we going to do with the future students coming into MAC and all of that? That's just one of the things that was quite time consuming this semester. In addition to that, I lectured. I gave 3 guest lectures this semester.
Ooh, nice. Is this your first time lecturing?
No.
Okay.
No. This will be my 1, 2. This is my 6th guest lecture.
Okay.
We can always check the CV for the exact number.
Yeah. It was fun though. But it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That goes into preparing. I don't know how professors do this every week and still have to run a lab and still have to apply for grants and still have to respond to 200 emails that they receive a day.
Yeah, like, I guess that's why you don't really see them in the lab so much.
Yeah.
There is sort of like a division, right, of, okay, if I get a competent grad student in, I can put some of the research responsibility on them, which leaves more admin time for me. And probably at least... in designing courses and everything, it's a lot of groundwork that you have to lay down first.
Yeah.
A lot of sleepless nights there. But once the slides and the presentation is made, it's just subtle tweaks year after year after year.
Yeah. You always want to refresh on the slides, but I guess you don't have to build them from scratch.
Correct.
Yeah.
What were you teaching?
Advanced molecular biology. So it's a 3rd/4th year course.
Okay.
So you don't have, it's not first year where students are kind of clueless and they don't ask you questions. Mm-hmm. These are advanced level students where they know stuff. They know some things. And then if they're unclear about something, they'll obviously ask you. So you really have to know.
Yeah,
that must
be stressful as all
hell. Quite stressful. So one of the lectures I gave last year, actually, so as you said, it was a lot of work, doing the lecture at first.
Yeah.
But you still want to update it because there's new research coming out every week about various topics, you know, so.
And new memes you could throw in and jokes.
Yeah.
And stuff
my
that.
God. One of my lectures, I turned the entire lecture into talking about Fenty, which is Rihanna's makeup line, if you didn't know. Also, if you didn't know, we went to school together. What? So, yeah.
With Rihanna?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Do you have her phone number?
No.
Oh, okay. So you weren't that good of friends.
No, but we did go to school at the same time.
That is
Barbados.
So cool. Yeah. That is so cool.
Huh. Yeah. But they were so interested in me, like, using this analogy of this, like, makeup line mm-hmm. to explain a molecular biology concept. It was really fun.
Yeah, I a really cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you like, get bring down pop with culture. The youths.
Yeah, true.
Right?
Yeah.
Bringing pop culture into class is amazing.
But definitely, like, if you can apply it, it helps you remember it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps you, like, engaged and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that was my semester, and yeah. then doing this fun show with right. you all.
But that I know a fact, and you're going to have to give me the exact details on this. It's not the only thing that you did, because didn't you win an award as well? I'm gonna boost your ego a little bit.
You don't have to.
I'm gonna boost your ego a little bit here. Wasn't there some award that you won? There was like a ceremony in October, November.
Yeah, it was School of Graduate Studies award ceremony.
Yeah. What'd you get?
This is awkward.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to...
It's okay. It's fine. It's really not that awkward.
We're I'm studying your CV.
Weird. Yeah, my CV's right here. Yeah. For everyone listening, the CV is right here and they're reading it.
Yeah.
I got... That's the paper. Yeah, I got an award for outstanding leadership and community service to McMaster.
And that is very, very well deserved. And I just wanted to, like, commend you and applaud you on that.
Thank you.
Because of it. And it should go recognized because mm-hmm. it is a lot of hard work. You put, like, you're here, you're doing your research, you're doing a lot of stuff as the president. Like, you know, Adam dabbles in triathlons, you dabble in presidencies and just being outrageously busy. And I just have to commend you on, like, making the time for this program and everything. And, like, yeah, I just want to say congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Sorry for making
nice
it
work.
Awkward.
It's okay.
If we had a soundboard, I would hit the applause thing. Oh, you brought one. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to next semester. I can't believe this semester has already passed by so quickly.
Yeah.
So many sleepless nights, so many...
Big plans next semester?
Impeach. Wait, who said that?
Next semester, obviously we have so many people lined up for the show next semester that I am excited to interview and meet.
Yeah.
Next semester. The next Science Strike show is coming again next semester.
In Toronto? Still?
In Toronto.
Okay.
Yep. March 9th is the date right now. Okay. So we're partnering with RCI Science in Toronto, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. There's a science communication conference happening next mm-hmm. February as well that I want to attend.
Oh, I saw that on the internet.
Yeah, you should go. We should all go.
Was it? Yeah, we definitely all should go.
It's like $40. It falls Thursday though, like a Thursday to Saturday or something.
We might have to
have a pre-recorded show.
Pre-recorded show, exactly.
We can do that.
Or like we can. Yeah, we'll do a pre-recorded show, and then we can record some stuff while we're at the conference, and mm-hmm. then that could be like this, like a part one, part two kind of thing. That'd be
neat. Like a recap of the entire conference the week after.
I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay! Okay, we're gonna do that. Was that for anyone who might be interested? Was that, do you think, advertised via the McMaster email?
100% not.
Okay. I didn't see it. There,
it was on Twitter.
Okay,
that then I saw. Maybe PsychomTO.
Maybe because we can get some people interested in that and also do a little bit of advertisement because, like, you know, all three of us really believe in science communication, and I think there are a lot of students who might listen to us, who might be out there, who are also very interested in mm-hmm. science communication, and this is just another wonderful avenue mm-hmm. for that. You know, not everything has to be, you know, thinking like future career down the line kind of way. Not everything has to be, okay, I'm either in academia mm-hmm. or I'm not. There are these little gray areas of science communication and other types of avenues that people can engage in that, you know, still uses the degree that you're earning and allows you to
pass on your
knowledge.
You end up, like, communication is
necessary.
Yeah.
You're going to learn something that you're going to use for sure.
You have to talk.
Yeah.
Like this. You have to write. You have to...
Present.
Yeah. Communicate, generally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a great skill. Yesterday, I had a very long and random conversation, actually, with a professor. She is writing this big $15 million grant And she was, yeah, $15 million. Can you imagine? $15 million. Anyway, I am digressing. She was writing this grant and she was just telling me how stressful like writing this grant is, because obviously it's a lot of money that you're playing for. Yeah. So you have to be very... It's not like just a like a random 1 million insert grant or 500,000 insert grant. You know, it's a big grant. So you have to put a lot more effort, a lot more thought, a lot more planning into these kinds of grants. And she was telling me it's really hard sometimes, or not hard, but it's a challenge to mm-hmm. try to just communicate your science in general.
Yeah.
Because for like this entire grant that she's writing, she has to partner with a lot of community members and government and all of that, and trying to communicate her science in a way that's not too technical, but also not too layman, like mm-hmm. just finding that sweet spot.
Yeah, the balance.
It's quite
there.
A challenge. And she was telling me, like, we really need to promote science communication, because that's the way that we get our message across and our voices heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially, yeah. I can imagine for her, if you have to collaborate with a bunch of different and disparate groups, like the government is going to want, like, one type of form mm-hmm. or type of language that you're going to be using, whereas, you know,
like the consultants, the engineers, like,
yeah, they're going to want a completely different frame of your research mm-hmm. so that they can understand it. And then, like, if you're disseminating that to the public, they're going to want, you know, something a little bit more accessible, yeah. but, you know, still useful. And mm-hmm. it's like, there's so many levels that you have to work through.
It's something that they don't teach you as like mm-hmm. in grad school.
Yeah. They're like, all right, you write and write to your audience and
bye.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
oh, cool. Easy. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Who is my audience? Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, how do I write towards them? Ooh, read this book on good writing.
By Stephen King.
Yeah.
I heard that is a really good one for, like, anybody to read, but I haven't read it.
Well, he's so prolific. he's so prolific that, like, I don't know how he found the time to write a book about writing while he's writing.
Wait, is this probably real life? Or are you guys kidding?
No, this is real.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Steve,
what? He's probably got grad students.
Famous
for him.
Horror author, yeah. Stephen King. Has
horror.
A,
horror.
Has a book on how to write. A bunch of authors do, but he certainly has one as well. And it's trying to find, like I said, he's so prolific. He writes so much, plays, movies, and books. Of course he has the knowledge of how to write a book on how to write a book, but where did he find the time?
Yeah.
Plus he has a family and a wife and stuff like that. And
they write it for him as well. They're penning books.
Can you imagine he's like the Santa of books, and he has all his family and elves, and it's a family business now.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I think in that book he demonizes adverbs. Like, nobody should be using adverbs ever. It's like, and don't go back and read my other books and look for adverbs. Don't do it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Do as I say, not as I do.
But yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to next semester, the science communication.
Yeah, that's event, good.
GSA, we have our big annual general meeting, which you two should come to. See
absolutely.
How your money is being spent at the GSA.
Did I opt into that or did I opt out of that?
Yeah, now that I can't opt out of stuff, I should at least see how it's...
Well, you already... made your choice in September.
True. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's next semester, and trying to write so I can get out of here. Maybe give another guest lecture or two. I do love lecturing.
You definitely should, in the sense of like career building,
mm-hmm.
Especially if it's related to your research or is on your research.
Yeah.
Something we do in the psych department is we have these every Thursday between 2:30 and 3:30, we have colloquium speakers. So different speakers from different universities come mm-hmm. and speak to our department. And if you are defending your master's or PhD, more specifically your PhD, the Thursday before or a couple Thursdays before your actual defense, you give a little hour lecture on your research.
Mine is May 21st.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
You actually have a date?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
Wow. And those are public for everybody listening. PhD defenses.
It's not a defense. This is the 1 hour talk.
This is the 1 hour
for the defense.
Right.
I was going to invite
but it's still
the
public.
World to your defense.
It's also public.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's invite the world to our defenses,
well,
respectively.
So I'm also looking forward to that next semester.
That's a weird aspect of the whole defense thing, that it has to be public.
I actually love that.
It's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird, though.
It has to be public, but, like, unless you advertise, no one shows up.
No one knows.
Right? And no one knows and no one arrives.
Yeah.
And I think that's a nice design sort of baked into the system. So the introverted among us, you know, it might just be them, their lab, and their committee.
Mm.
And then the extroverted among us, it's like, your mom's there, your dad's there, grandma's there. Like, just, woo!
Everyone.
And if you do, to any listener, attend a PhD defense, never ask a question. They'll always ask you, do you want to ask a question?
You should.
No. Ask questions after the letters have been given.
No.
At the luncheon or whatever that's after. Not during. Never during.
My supervisor always encourages her students to ask questions at defenses because it shows that we were, one, listening, and two, thinking critically about their work. And not like hard questions to make them fail or whatever, but just questions that you're not going to understand everything in a 20-minute PhD defense talk.
Yeah.
So there might be one thing you might want some clarity on. So yeah, I always ask questions.
And that's perfectly fine, but it doesn't need to be, as a guy who's studying performance, it doesn't need to be performative to your supervisor, you know, while your, you know, coworker is presenting their PhD.
Well,
just
I mean, even
grab
if,
them after. Ask them then.
I still ask to show, because I feel as though people go to these defenses and they don't listen to what anyone's saying. I like to know that people are actually listening. So I actually welcome questions.
It kind of gives me an opportunity to expand on something that I might have forgot to say during a presentation, provided they're not like really tough, like things I hadn't thought about. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Like for my comps, I told my friends, yo, you can ask questions. I don't care. Please actually ask questions.
Just eat up some time. Well, the room is booked for 2 hours.
I see I'm on the losing side of this argument, but I stand by my stance to decrease the stress of the presenter.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I won't ask you questions when I sneak into your defense.
I'm just terrified someone's going to be in there and just be like, great presentation, wonderful research, quick question. Why are you terrible? And I'm just...
No. Yeah, but what are you guys looking forward to this semester?
I'm going to try to write a lot more. I think I have a piece coming out in Physics Today. It's like a physics magazine.
Nice.
Sent around to the American Physics Society.
Is it out today?
It's not. I mean, there is one out today, but mine is not, and it did not just get published today.
Ah, darn it.
But it's like a...
So it's physics tomorrow. Or
physics
eventually.
In a month
it's
or so.
It's physics in a month-ish.
Yeah. Okay. So that should be cool. It's like a very... supposed to be understandable walkthrough, like soft robotics.
Nice.
So I'm going to try to pick up more of those sort of assignments.
Okay.
How about you?
I am actually TAing a how to write course this upcoming semester that I'm really looking forward to. So
with Stephen King?
No, I wish. It's with David Shore. So in our psych department, we have our 2xD3, which is our not introduction, it's a second year course, but it's how to write effectively and communicate effectively in writing.
Okay.
And previously I have done the 2xF3, which is the presentation analog to that writing course. So I'm really trying to work on the science communication aspects and be able to say like, hey, I've done the presentation course and I've done the writing course and everyone's terrible. And we need to be, why are we not funding this? We need more money in teaching kids how to communicate.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to that and trying to apply some more principles to myself. So similar to you, I'm very much looking forward to writing a lot more, being maybe not Stephen King level prolific, but certainly more prolific than I have been.
Yeah.
And just not being so kind of like a perfectionist or obsessed with your own writing.
That's
got to be good and it's got to be out there and that's it. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
It's just got to be out there.
Yep. Well, sadly, we've run out of time, but I wish you and everyone listening a wonderful holiday season, and we'll be back next week. Well, the show will be back next week. So enjoy, and I'll see you guys next semester.
Yeah. See you. Thanks for having us.
Yay.
Happy holidays.
Up next is Get Lit.